Lord, all life is in your hands. You are the one who gives life and who takes it, and everything in between. Father, we lift up Kelly Farrar, J.D. Farrar's beautiful wife. And Lord, as she is getting ready to enter into eternity, into the shalom that you have promised those who love you and serve you and believe in your son, Yeshua, Jesus. They have prayed for healings from the breast cancer, and they are now prepared, and she is in hospice to greet you and meet you. Thank you for the time you have given this family since September, when it has been clear what your decision was. And thank you, Father, for the blessings that you are working in this time, for Kelly to be with her pastor husband, J.D., and with their three adult children, Lord. I ask for this time, whatever is left, to continually be blessed and deepened by you, where heaven would come down and meet earth, and they would rejoice in you and worship with you and in you together as a family until you have determined to call Kelly up home. Lord, I thank you for your word that tells us in Psalm 116, 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. I know that this is not something that you are separate from, aloof from. You care for us. We cast our care on you because you care for us, Lord. I thank you for the way you are caring for Kelly, and she has said that she cannot wait to go home and be with you. I thank you, Father, that this time is most precious, most sought after. It is a time when your beloved child is leaving the realms of this earth to enter into the eternal glory through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. I thank you for that, Lord God. I also, Father, just am mindful of the other scripture you've given us in 1 Corinthians 15:55 to 57. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is in sin, and the power of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and are doing right now for Kelly in her last moments or days, weeks with you, Father, down here, as you prepare that way for her to just come up, rise up and into your arms for the reward that is you. I thank you. And I also ask, though, God, for your mercies on the family that's left behind for right now, for Pastor JD, who loves you so much, and he and his wife Kelly's walk with you has been so filled with faith. They've seen your hand over and over again bless them, and how you are so faithful. Lord, I pray now for that faithfulness to envelop JD, because he loves his wife so much, God. And I pray that you would be strong around him, strong within him, and that you would lift him up in your presence and in your voice and with their family, so he can go on and do the ministry that you have called him to be and to do, Lord God, and that it would be blessed until you call him home. Thank you, Lord God, for you are mighty and glorious. Thank you for all that you do and all that you have done. Thank you for the life you have given Kelly and for the eternal life you have given her through the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Kelly and JD. Lord God, thank you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. B'Shem Yeshua, in Yeshua's name. Amen.